Carrie Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about Him as our helper. To do whatever we need to do, He is the power by which we can do it. How do we cooperate with Him? How do we put Him on? Yesterday we began with Esther, and you remember the trouble, the difficulty the Jews were in. And her uncle or cousin, Mordecai, told her about it. And she said, if I went before the king, I would risk my very life. But he said, who knows but whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And so she agreed to do it. They fasted and prayed. And then in chapter 5 of Esther, verse 1, it says, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house. That's King James. If we leave out the italicized words, her and apparel, it's going to read like this. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on royal and stood in the inner court. In the Art Scrolls translation of this, and we have these Art Scrolls translations if you'd like to have them, of the book of Esther. It comes in a pack with some other, Ruth and some others. But it says, now, it came to pass, here I'm reading to you from the Art Scrolls Hebrew translation into English. Now, it came to pass on the third day of the fast and of Passover, Esther donned royalty. She put on royalty, in other words. Esther donned, D-O-N-N-E-D, royalty, and stood in the inner court of the king's palace. According to the Talmud, and this is a note in the Art Scrolls. Now, the Talmud, when Moses came down from the mountain, he had an oral. God told him some things just by mouth and orally that he didn't write in a book, but he told them on to Joshua, and they were told on and on and on, orally transmitted. It's called the oral tradition. And they did write it down after their temple was burned and they went into captivity. Then they wrote down the oral tradition. And so that oral tradition says this. According to the Talmud, the word royalty refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. In other words, the Holy Spirit clothed her. And this is from Megillah 15a, if you want the source on it. The Holy Spirit, she put on the Holy Spirit. Well, is that scriptural? Well, I say it is. We're going to read it here from the New Testament. And this is Romans chapter 13:11. It has to do with the awakening. We're really all about the awakening and praying the awakening on the earth. Well, how does it happen? How does it happen that we can be awakened? God used us. Here it is, Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. And that, knowing the time, you're supposed to know the time, knowing the time, that when you live, when you're called to the kingdom, Jesus said to some people, you can tell by looking at the sky what's going to happen weather-wise in the morning, but you should know the signs of the times. You should know what God is doing when you're living. Esther needed to know so that she could help God get them delivered. And praise God, we're living at an even more critical time in God's kingdom. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Time for you to wake up. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Okay, we know the time. We know that at this time in God's kingdom. We know the night is far spent. We know that the Lord's coming. There will be a new day. So what we're supposed to do about it? Here's what you do, verse 12. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Cast them off. This has the meaning of drop, fling away. If you're involved in some works of darkness, drop it like it's a hot potato. Fling it away. Cast it away from you. Don't go around in the mully grubs. Don't turn on that pornography and watch it on the internet. Cast it off. Plead the blood of Jesus over your very being and tell Satan to get away from you. You're not going to have anything to do with the works of darkness because it's high time for me to wake up out of sleep. Now here it tells us what to put on. It's told us what to cast off. Now it tells us what to put on. Put on the armor of light. Armor protects you. This is dark times. These are dark times. Dark things are happening. But there is a light you can walk around in, like an armor. One of the Old Testament words for armor is that which surrounds you. You can walk around in this dark world with an armor around you of light, impenetrable light. And it tells you to put it on. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Okay, here's how you walk. Honestly, don't tell lies. Don't stretch the truth. As in the day, not in rioting. That means reveling and carousing. Don't stay up all night and be with the wrong bunch out there, rioting and reveling and carousing. Next word, drunkenness. You don't need anybody to tell you about that. That would include giving your mind over to alcohol, giving it over to drugs. Not in chambering. That's immorality and debauchery. You don't have anything to do with a sex life that's unclean and immoral. And has, I heard Brother Hagin say one time that some people have the morals of an alley cat. Don't have an alley cat's morals. You are supposed to know. The Bible tells you to possess your vessel. Your vessel's your body. You possess it. You don't let it go out there and live in this chambering, immoral debauchery. It's a holy vessel unto God. Now, we're going to be talking about power. If you want to have power, these are some of the things you're going to have to do. Bless the Lord. And don't be walking in wantonness and not in strife. Not in strife and fussing and fighting and gossiping and all this stuff about other Christians or other people. And not in envying. None of this goes with putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what we're supposed to do, verse 14. Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Put on Jesus. Jesus as your Lord. Lord of where you go. Lord of what you do. Lord of what you read. Lord of what television program you watch. Lord of what videos you watch. Lord of what movies you go to. Put you on the Lord Yeshua, that's his name, Jesus, and then HaMashiach, the anointed one. Do you remember when the Lord told Brother Copeland to translate and meditate whenever he saw the word Christ, to translate it to the anointed one and his anointing? We're going to see as we look more into the Holy Spirit that he is the anointing. It says in Isaiah, when he's prophesying about the Messiah, Isaiah 42:1, it says, behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He is the anointing. That's Isaiah 42:1. And then we see regarding the Messiah and his coming, we see God say in Isaiah 61:1, that the Messiah will say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me. When Jesus went down in Luke 4:18, and he revealed this, he went to Nazareth and he opened the book that was handed for him to read in the synagogue that day. And he opened it to Isaiah 61:1. And he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. And then it says to do all the things, to preach, to heal, to deliver. He closed the book, gave it to the minister, sat down, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He is called the Messiah. He is the anointed one because the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. So it says to us here in Romans 13:14, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus and put on his anointing. It says to you that you are anointed in 1 John. So you put it on. You declare it. Jesus went to those synagogues and declared it. He told Brother Hagin in a vision, I believe it was, I not only declared that in Nazareth, I declared it everywhere I went. One way you put on the anointing is you declare you are anointed. You know, Chip, my son, has a wonderful revelation on this that you can get from us. Wonderful how we can be anointed to do all of the things in life that we need to do, regular things. And we say, I am anointed to do such and such. Marvelous things are happening. Wonderful things are happening. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people wear him and he wears them. I can tell you Chip had an experience about someone wearing the Lord Jesus Christ. It was just after he'd been called to preach. And he had been a coach, you know, very successful coach. And the Lord told him to go. And one of the first places he went was in the Northeast. I can't remember if it was Vermont or, but I think it was Vermont. And where he went, he said it was so terrible. It was so hard. They had a hall rented. And he said it was just like preaching, like Brother Hagin said. You just preach and nobody responds. And it seems to bounce to you off the back wall. And it was one of his first outings. And he didn't know it at that time. He later learned that the place was a haven of witches. And that they had covens and that they had put a curse on the meetings. I don't know what he would have done if he'd known that. But he was fighting upstream, and it was the devil trying to knock him out of his ministry. He preached the first day. The second, he hated to go back the next night, but he went back. And when he went back the next night, there was a little lady sitting in the front row, and she had a red hat on. And he said she sat there, and she put a little hand out just a little bit in front of her. And then everywhere he went, her little hand followed him, and her little mouth moved, and she was praying in the Holy Ghost. And he thought, he knew power was coming out of her to him. And he preached to her and the freedom of the preaching. It was wonderful. And to tell you the truth, they had a breakthrough that night. And they were actually leaping and dancing and praising God. And preachers got back together and restored old things that needed to be restored. And the meeting was lengthened. And he thought about, when he saw her down there, he thought about what he'd heard Brother Hagin say. Some people wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if he came down the street with a red hat on. Well, that night, he thought about that in the meeting. And so after the meeting, they asked the woman, the pastor, where are you from? And she told her it was a long ways away. And he said, well, we didn't send out flyers that far. And she said, I know, but the Holy Spirit waked me up in the nighttime, last night. And he said, Billy Brim's son is having a meeting at such and such a place. I want you to go there, and I want you to wear a red hat. So the Holy Ghost came in that meeting with a red hat on so that Chip could know it. Bless the Lord. Well, you might not be wearing a red hat, but you can put on the Lord Jesus Christ and his anointing just like Esther did. Praise God to do whatever God calls you to do. Bless the Lord. We're going to be talking about how you do that tomorrow. We'll talk about surrender. Shalom, shalom. Until then.